to you. We lift our voice in praise. You are the Lord upon the throne. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, you are the Lord upon the throne. Oh, you are the Lord upon. We give you glory. We gave you all the worship.
We gave you all the glory.
We gave you
all.
We gave you
all the
glory. No, we
gave you all the
glory.
We gave you
all the glory. Just worship the Lord of us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We give you, we give you
all the
glory, O Lord. We give you all
the glory.
We give you all the
glory.
God, we stand. We believe in Jesus.
What a mighty God we stand.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore
you.
Angels bow before
you. Oh Lord,
what a mighty God we stand.
We stand. Jesus,
what a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore
Him. Oh, yes.
Angels bow before
Him. Oh, Lord.
What a mighty God we serve.
And we just want to say, Baba, oh, say, we just want to say, Baba, oh, and then we just want to say, Lord, we just want to say, Baba, oh, thank you. We just want to say,
Baba,
oh. Oh yeah, we just want to say, Lord.
We just want to say,
aha, Baba, Baba, oh,
say, yeah.
We just want to say,
Baba, oh,
say, Baba, we just want to say, Lord. We just want to say,
Baba, oh,
Baba, oh,
say.
We just want to say, oh, yes. Oh, yeah, we just want to say, Lord,
want to say,
Baba,
thank you.
Baba, we just want to say,
Baba,
thank you. We just want to say, Lord,
we just want to say,
Baba,
thank you.
We just want to say,
Baba,
oh, thank you. Who is like unto thee?
Oh, Lord, who is like unto thee?
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord,
among
thy God.
Hallelujah. Always
he wonders.
Hallelujah. Who is like God? Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord, that is always doing wonders and will. Lift up your man, I'm going to worship him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's no like unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We worship your majesty. Thank you for January, February, March, April, May, June. Thank you for the month of July. Thank you for your first week, the second week. We are into the third week, O Lord. We give you all the glory. Several millions of people died all over the world during this pandemic situation. But God has preserved you and I. Just begin to worship him. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you. You are such a mighty God. It's only you, Lord. Just worship him, worship him, worship him. Over your family, say thank you very much. Over your life, say thank you very much. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore you. You is that unto you. The rock of ages, the beginning and the ending. Holy Spirit, move tonight. Father, we magnify your majesty. Thank you for being there for us, Lord. Be thou exalted, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, that want to stand against my prayer, have mercy upon me tonight. Mercy, Lord, my Rusekete. Blind Bartimaeus cry for mercy. His life never remained the same. Open your mouth tonight. Pray. Father, be merciful. I cannot do it by myself. I need your help, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Father, be merciful. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and there is no truth in us. Father, tonight, please be merciful. Oh, Lord, show yourself, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. You have compassion on us, Lord. Any sin that we have done in life that want to stand against us, be merciful. Show yourself in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I cover my environment with the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to soak your environment with the blood of Jesus by this power in the name of Jesus. He said, when I see the blood, I shall pass over. I soak my environment with the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. My Rusekete, my Zekete, my Rikesepeto, my Yaka Sataya, Father, tonight, oh Lord, hear the blood of Jesus. The blood and the super blood. I soak my environment with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Rulers of darkness in high places, you are going to take authority, because these are the power that in that prayer for being answered. Thank God that we are in a different homes now. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, every environmental power aside against my prayer tonight, be arrested by fire. Pray. Be arrested tonight. Tonight is your night. Pray. Deal with the powers now. In the name of Jesus. Be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Be arrested tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every power in my environment that want to start again my prayer. Every satanic animal, every satanic rat walking around, every satanic dog around my environment, every evil animal, every serpent and scorpion inside the game of prayer, be arrested. In Jesus' name, be arrested. You are going to declare this one like that. Daniel prayed for 21 days, but the Bible says in Daniel chapter 10 that the very first day he prayed, God released answer to this prayer. Many of us, God has released our answers since last year, since last month, since previous month, but there is a peace of Pasha standing in the heavens. Until you declare your heaven open, the answer might not locate you. Thank God that they did not stop praying. Until God send an angel to wrestle with that piece of Pasha. Lift up a boat around. Say, I declare and I declare and I declare. My heaven must open tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. My heaven must open. My heaven open up by fire. Declare your heaven open. Your heaven must be open. Your heaven must be open. Your heaven must be open. My heaven must be open. In the name of Jesus, your heaven must be open. Declare tonight. Tonight is your night. You will not go the same. Let your heaven open. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We pray. You are going to pray some prayer today, my brother, my sisters. And I don't want anyone to be quiet and be gentle wherever you are. Remember what the Bible says, Matthew 11:12. It says, from the days of John the Baptist up to now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. I want you to gather yourself to pray tonight. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every foundational problem attacking my life, die! He said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Let us deal with that now. In the name of Jesus, foundational problem assigned against my life. Oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Tonight is your night of prayer. Address that prayer in the name of Jesus. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, any sacrifice they have done on your behalf in order to cage your colorful future, if your heaven is loud, I scatter the sacrifice tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, you have been scattered. Oh, you have been scattered. Oh, you have been scattered. Oh, you have been scattered.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus, so Lord God Almighty.
You are going to pray like this. Yes, shout this song without apology to any power. In the name of Jesus, don't let anyone voice overshadow your voice. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, glory killers of my father's house. Beloved, if you don't want to pray for yourself in this glory killer, you can pray for your children or your grandchildren. There are some powers in every family. I'm going to explain more to you tonight. That their duty is to make sure they kill glories. I beg you in the name of Jesus, if you know that you want to have a colorful future, and you know that God has got a great destiny for you, gather yourself as you pray this prayer. Say, glory killers of my father's house. You are a liar. Die. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Look at what's happening. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen. Aha. The glory killers of your father's house, assigned to gain your glory. Be arrested. Look at what's happening. Pray. My brother, pray. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray this online again. Especially if you are here tonight, you have been facing some things that you cannot even explain yourself. It's called a problem of no solution. I want to gather your strength tonight. The prayer point is very simple. But I beg you, I want to pray without any apologies to any power. Shout this one loud and clear. Dio will tell us you cannot overpray, but you can underpray. So if you know you don't need the prayer now, it's better you pray so that in the future it might work for you. You are going to gather your strength together. You have you seen a case where somebody will go to the hospital and say, I know that I am sick. And from the head to the toe, they did all kinds of scan. And they said, my brother, my sister, even up to COVID-19, everything is perfect. But yet you know yourself that you are sick. That is what they call the problem without solution. Gather your strength to pray. Sound this one as I'm going to sound my own. Say, problems of no solution in my life. Hear the word of the Lord. Die. Every problem that has no solution. Die. To go to school is a problem. To get married is a problem. You have prayed a prayer. Open your other prayer in the name of Jesus. Problem of no solution. Attacking your marriage. Attacking your children. Look at what's happening. Don't joke with this prayer. Something must happen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want you to pray this one. This one is a no gentleman's prayer. The Bible said the year King Uzziah died. That was the year Isaiah was able to see the Lord. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Aaron had to die before the blood is about to be blown. You are going to pray this prayer more loud and clear. Say, powers that need to die. Are you scared to pray that prayer? I beg you, don't joke with this prayer at all. We are not attacking anybody. We are attacking the power operating behind that problem. Say, powers that need to die for my life to be better than this. What are you living for? The power that needs to die for my life to be better than this. Your life must change. Your life must change. Aha. Look at what's happening. Help yourself. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Da. That need to die for my soul to change. For you to go. For you to fulfill your purpose. For you to rise and shine. What are they living for? Da. In the name of Jesus, they must die. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I am a word for somebody here. The Lord said we should tell you tonight that before the end of this month, your lost laughter shall be totally restored. In the name of Jesus, that thing that is making you cry the secret, in the name that is above another name, Psalm 126 verse 1, he said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream, and our mouth will fill with laughter. I am speaking to somebody here, standing on the word of God that cannot change, before the end of this July 2020, in the name of Jesus, your story will change for better. In the name of Jesus, your lost laughter. You want to laugh, but you could not laugh. Situation are too overwhelming. But tonight I stand on the rock of ages to make this declaration. Your lost laughter over your marriage. Your lost laughter over your family. Your lost laughter over your health. If your heaven is loud, it shall be restored. It shall be restored. It shall be restored. You are going to pray the next one. Say this one loud and clear. Don't let anyone's voice overshadow your voice. Say, my life. Hear the word of the Lord. As from tonight, arise and shine. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Your glory must arise. Enough is enough. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. My pastor, tell you, your life must arise. It must arise. It must shine. It must arise. It must shine. It must arise. It must shine. Open your door. It must shine. Arise. Shine. Arise. Shine. Arise. Shine. Arise. Arise. Shine. My story must change. Your story must change. Open your door. In the name of Jesus. My book is here. In the name of Jesus. Open your door. Something must happen. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer. Your life must arise and shine. In the name of Jesus, your name must arise. He must shine tonight. In the name of Jesus, he must shine tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, oh God, arise. In your power tonight. And trouble my troubles. Ah, tell God to trouble your trouble tonight to my sister. My brother, tell God to trouble that trouble. Lift up a voice. Amen. Sound this one loud and clear. Say, oh God, arise in your power. Trouble my trouble. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Okay, 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 okay. Yes, 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 yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Aha! Aha! Trouble of my joy. The power troubling your children. They shall be troubled tonight. They shall be troubled tonight. They shall be troubled tonight. Father, trouble them. Holy Ghost, tell God to trouble them. Tell God to trouble them. Trouble them. Father, trouble them. In the name of Jesus, oh, you are trouble them. Masu telebo, na ye kesete, rike su telebo, rike telebo. Trouble them. The trouble of my children. Oh, you are trouble them. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray. Say any form of blockage in my life that has limited my movement in destiny. Say any form of blockage in my life that has limited my movement in destiny. Hear the word of the Lord. Scatter! Every blockage that has limited your movement in destiny. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. My brother, my sister, help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. You are not here to joke. Open your breath. Open your breath. Aha. I was on my mother. Yes, 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 yes. Open your door, pray. Help yourself into that prayer. Something is happening tonight. Look at what is going on. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 1, they sent 50 people to go and tell Elijah. He said, come down. Come down. He said, if I be a man of God, let fire fall. And the whole 50 of them, they were roasted. I am praying for somebody on the line tonight. I don't know who you are, but the power that has gathered themselves together in order to cause sorrow in your family this year, the fire of God will consume them. They shall be consumed. They shall be consumed. They shall be consumed. Any power that want to give you bad news this year, any agenda of darkness over your family, in the name that is above every other name, I call upon the fire of Elijah. They shall be totally consumed. They shall be destroyed. They shall be consumed. They shall be destroyed. They shall be consumed. They shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray this one for them. Say, any power of my father's house handing me over to my family problem. Beloved, it's a family, their problem is that they don't go to school. They will try to go. but something will push them from not going. In some family, they don't succeed in marriage. They will try to marry. They will be nice to their spouse, but yet the marriage will not work. It's as a result of the powers. We are going to deal with that. You are going to see any power around my life. And give me over to the powers of my father's house in order to destroy my life. Scatter! Aha! Look at what is happening tonight. My brother, aha! That is it. Aha! Open your head. Look at what's happening. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. There is somebody that needs this next prayer. Many opportunities have gone past you already. Many good news have gone past your life. But I have a God that can restore the years cancer was eating already. I stand on the word of God in John chapter 2, verse 24. He said, we'll restore the years cancer was eating. Therefore, tonight I decree, as you pray this next prayer, every good thing that has walked past your life, within now and the next 7 days, they shall locate you again. In the name of Jesus. Now gather yourself to pray this prayer. Say, my accumulated opportunities, wherever you are, arise, locate me now. Open your mouth and pray. They must locate you. Your blessing must locate you. Your spouse must locate you. Your paper must locate you. Your health must come back. Open your mouth and pray. Locate me now. Locate me now in the name of Jesus. Locate me now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, locate me. Oh, do I let you look at me? Father, look at me. Oh, yeah, pray. My sister, pray. Make that prayer. They must look at you. Enough of going. Enough of wondering about. You must move forward. Oh, blow that brain. You must move forward. Your life must make meaning. In the name of Jesus. You must make progress. Enough is enough. Oh, blow that brain. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Listen very carefully. There are two lists I want to mention to you now. The first one is called the waiting list, and the other one is called the answered list. The worst one is waiting list. You have been waiting 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. That's the waiting list. So there are some names in the list. And there's a particular list again that they call answered list. This was the list that Jabez, after he prayed the prayer, the Bible said God granted all his requests. He moved all his requests from waiting list into answered list. You are going to turn it to prayer. I don't know which kind of list you are at the moment, but if you can pray this one seriously, I see every one of us on the line tonight moving from the waiting list into answered list in the name of Jesus. Depends on how you are going to pray the prayer. If you remember your name, mention it. If you don't know your name, mention my name. My name is Shagoni. Say Shagoni. Jump out of the waiting list and move into answered list. In the name of Jesus. Jump out of waiting list. Shagoni, you must jump out. You have waited enough. Oh, you have got to answer list. You have waited enough. Shepherd, you have waited enough. Move to the answer list in the name of Jesus. I am moving on. Pray. Aha. Pray. Help yourself, my brother. Hey. You are still praying gently. Ah. Your prayer must be answered. Something must happen. In the name of Jesus, you must move out of that waiting list into answer list. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we pray. I don't do this one, but I just heard God say I should keep quiet for about 1 minute. What exactly is on your waiting list that you want to move? You have 1 minute to tell God. 1 minute. Once it's 1 minute, I'm moving on the prayer. Tell God what I have waited on this no marriage list. I want to move to my. You know yourself. I don't know you, but God knows you. But you know, tell God which list you want to move. What do you want God to move from? Is it your paper? Is it your marriage? Is it your education? Is it your business? Tell God. From the waiting list, I want to move to the answer list. Open your water, prepare. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have 1 minute, 45 seconds to go. Help yourself to that, my sister. In the name of Masuka Satana, resurrected the ball. In the name of help yourself tonight. You have only 1 minute. Less than 1 minute, 30 seconds. What list you want to go? What do you want God to move? I want to make a declaration. In the name of Jesus. What exactly do you want God to move? From the waiting list. So you have to the answer list. In the name of Jesus. You have 10 seconds to go. Don't be like John Dambuan at the pool of Bethesda. Open your pay. Be like John Bartimaeus. He said, I want my eyes to be open. Tell God what you want God to move. From that waiting list into the answer list. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. It is done. Ah, Father, I decree, Masuchayaba. The Bible says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Lord, you have just sent me this message to ask people to ask you exactly what you want them to want. They want you to move from the waiting list to the answer list. Tonight, I stand on the rock of ages to decree to everyone's life. In the name that is above every other name, that thing you have shifted from your waiting list, whether your amen is loud or not, it shall be turned to testimonies. It shall be turned to testimonies. It will turn 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 to testimonies. In the name of Jesus, it is done. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray one prayer point. Say this one loud and clear. Say, I recover in tenfold all what the enemy has stolen from me by the power in the blood of Jesus. Everything they have stolen from you, oh, you begin to recover them. In the name of Jesus, that your marriage, oh, you recover them back. In the name of Jesus. That your business, oh, yeah, recover them back. That your favor, recover them back. Oh, put your water bear, everything they're stolen. Oh, yeah, recover. Oh, yeah, recover. Pay. Mommy, pray that prayer. Recover all tonight. You must recover. You must recover. Your life must move forward. You must recover. Help your mother pray. You must recover. Help yourself tonight. You must recover. In the name of Jesus, you must recover. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, you must recover. You must recover. In Jesus' name, we pray. Ha-ha. You are going to pray this over yourself loud and clear. Say, powers hunting for my life. You are a liar. Die. Pray. Every power hunting for my life. You are a liar. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Every power hunting for my life. You are a liar. Die tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus, open your prayer. Power hunting for my life, for my destiny. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, every power hunting for my life, you are a liar. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody again tonight. By the power that stoned Goliath to death. Anything standing like a Goliath that does not want your glory to shine, hear the word of the Lord. If your amen is loud, they shall be wasted tonight. They shall be wasted. 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 in the name of Jesus. Yes, the only single song. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
Let me not be ashamed.
Let me not
be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph. I decree the name of Jesus. When it remains 1 minute for everyone on the line, including myself, to be put to shame, in the name that is above everybody, heaven will intervene by fire. The Lord will intervene by fire. The Lord will intervene by fire. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, instead of shame, you will see double honor. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. As from tonight, nobody will look at you and shake their head anymore. They will not shake their head. They will not give you sorry. In the name of Jesus, they will see the handwriting of God upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame. You will not be put to shame. Your family will not be put to shame. Your children will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will decorate you. He will give you a better story to tell. He will move your glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, your life will attract favor. In the name of Jesus, you will go from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will fight for you. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. I cover you now with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Let's open our Bible. Quickly, I don't have much time. Open your Bible with me. Into the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 12. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for somebody here tonight. Your story is about to change. I say your story is about to change. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Your story is about to change. I am decreeing to somebody again tonight.
Amen.
Whether your enemy like it or not, all those who thought it is finished with you, by the time they see you after tonight's prayer, they will see the anointing of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. And I read. Let me try and see if I can share the screen. Yes. Genesis of the truth, the other one. Hold on. Let me see. No, I can't get it there. Genesis of the 12, verse 1. Let me try and see if I can share it. Hold on a sec. I'm just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to say I can share it now. Okay. All right, that's it. Yeah, I found it. Okay. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. And I read. I want to talk on what I called. It's called three instructions plus equal to seven blessings. What are three instructions and seven blessings? Listen very carefully. In Genesis chapter 12, Oh my God, the devil is a liar. I got this thing here, and that's it. Okay, I go ahead. Well, that's it. I did that. Okay, that's fine. In Genesis 12 verse 1, I'm going to say it. The Bible says, now the Lord said to Abraham, three instructions and seven blessings loaded in this scripture. Get out of your country. Instruction number one. Get out of your family. Instruction number two. And from your father's house. Instruction number three. So the line I will show you. Okay, no problem. What are the blessings? Number one, I will make you a great nation. Blessing number one. I will bless you. Blessing number two. I will make your name great. Blessing number three. You shall be a blessing. Number four. I will bless those who bless you. Number five. I will curse those who curse you. Number six. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Ah, I am praying for somebody's life here tonight. Hey, every of these seven blessings, your generation will enjoy it. In the name of Jesus, I say your generation will enjoy it.
Amen.
Seven instructions, seven blessings, and three instructions and seven blessings. But when God was telling Abraham this kind of story, man, that dear mommy, he told him three instructions, but he fulfilled two out of three. A partial obedience is disobedient. He fulfilled two out of three. What are the two? He left his country, number one. He left his father. He went with his family, which is Lot, and he left his father's house. But that's not where we're going today. There is something called father's house. Until when you deal with the powers of your father's house, you might not be able to enjoy these seven blessings. Until when you do what? Deal with this father's house, you might not be able to undo. This man was able to deal with it in Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. Okay. There is powers called the powers of father's house. And that's what we are praying against tonight. Powers of father's house. These are the powers that set limit to people's progress in life. They are called the powers of the father's house. These are the powers that program problem at a particular point in your destiny that you can't explain it. They are called the powers of the father's house. These are the powers that pursue people from problems into their grave. These are the powers. These are the powers that prove that set you up in the school of poverty. They prepare your poverty for people. These are the powers that make you work for others to eat. I am praying for somebody here. Hey, anyone that is battling the battle of their father's house, tonight by the power in the name of Jesus, God will give you anointing to be set free. In the name of Jesus, there are some powers. They make you labor, but there is nothing to show for your labor. There are some powers. They will dictate how far you can go. They say, okay, you can go to secondary school, you can go to primary school, you can go to university, but you can graduate, but you will never get a job. Okay, you can even come out with the first class, but you will never get married. These are the powers that dictate how far people can go. They are the power that make you eat on the dining table of your enemies. They are the power that always follow people from life to grave. This was the power that followed Moses. Moses did great exploit before the Lord, but he forgot to deal with the powers of his father's house, which is anger in him. These are the power that will allow you to meet wrong people at all times. These are the powers that close every good door God will open to you. I am decreeing to somebody's life here. Any power of your father's house, any power of your mother's house that has set a barrier that this is how far you can go with your sevenfold amen, they shall be wasted tonight. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted.
Amen.
They shall be wasted. 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 In the name of Jesus, I decree. Thank you, Lord. I've told you before. For those of you who remember story, there was a man that was believing God for a miracle job. He has prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for a particular job, and God now made the way for him. He got the job. After several years of waiting, there was no way out. But there's something called the powers of his father's house. He waited for the job, but the powers waited at the point of deciding to say, yes, this is your what letter of what do you call it? Letter of appointment. But when he has passed through all the stages, he has won all the stages. He has they confirmed him, his name was already in the system, and they now asked him to come. Final interview stage is to do medical report. He said, well, I'm okay, nothing wrong with me. It was when he went for medical report that he had an underlying medical issue. They said, because of this one, although you have passed though, they said, no, you cannot do. And that's how he lost that thing again. Why? Powers of the Father's house. I am praying for somebody here. Any power that has set a barrier, that this is how far you can go in life. In the name that is above every other name, they shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus. This was a power that followed Moses. Moses did great exploit for the Lord. If you look at Moses, God said, well, because of anger that he didn't deal with, look at what happened in Numbers chapter 20. The Bible says, the Lord spoke to Moses saying, take a rod, you and your brother, Aaron, gather the congregation together. He says, speak to the rock. Speak to the rock before the eyes, and it will yield its waters. But thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock and give the congregation to drink and their animals. So Moses took the rod before the Lord as he commanded. Look at what happened. Powers of Father's house. This was Moses that brought them out of Egypt. Out of so much bondage, after 430 years of bondage. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together to the rock and said to them, here now, you rebels. He was angry. He was up. People can provoke people to react wrongly. People was one that want to mess up Moses' life. He said, must we bring water out of the rock for you? After God has instructed him. Powers of his, that's anger. Some people is unforgiveness. Some people is just bitterness. Some people is envy. They will, if you don't deal with this thing, they will deal with you at some point. In verse 11, then Moses lifted his hand and struck. Not only once, he struck the rock twice with his rod. And water gushed out just to honor God. And the congregation that caused the problem, the Bible said they ate and they drank and they were so happy with their animals. In verse 12, God was watching them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. He said, because you did not believe me and to honor me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore, you shall not bring this assembly to the land which I've given them. Beloved, there are some powers called the powers of Father's house that will erupt at the point of getting to the promised land. They will stay at the end. I am praying for somebody here. Hey, every power that has set a limit to your father's coming, that this is how far you can go. With your loudest amen, that power shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus. Moses, of all what he did, his rod parted the Red Sea. His rod turned to snake. His rod, it was because of the congregation that he was laboring, shouting, God will say, God will say, God will say, God will say. Yet, there is an underlying power of father's house. That some people is talking too much. Some people is gluttony. Some people is anger. Some people is fighting. These are the things that will catch up with you at some point. And if you don't deal with it, that's why Moses, who God personally promised that I will lead you, you will lead my people to the promised land. And suddenly, because of this incident, God changed his mind. Beloved, look at what God says. And the Lord said to him, Deuteronomy 34, verse 4. He said, this is the land which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give to your descendant. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over to it. These are the power that make you get to the point of your own breakthrough, and they will not make you turn back suddenly. These are the power that make sure that you don't move beyond God's promise. They will fight to tooth and heart that you will never cross that barrier. I am praying for somebody here who will lose their temper to pray that the powers of your father's house that have been pursuing you day and night, tonight they must leave you alone. They must leave you alone. They must leave you alone. Are you ready to pray? Shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers of my father's house that have been fighting me day and night. Hear the word of the Lord. Die. You must have deal with the power. Deal with the power. In the name of Jesus. Every power that have been following me day and night, they must be wasted to them. In the name of Jesus. But why so my father's house? Working what you want against me. Never be wasted. Never be wasted. Never be wasted. Never be wasted. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this one to yourself. Say, powers of my father's house. Powers of my mother's house. That wants my enemy to rejoice over me. You are a liar. The power that want my enemy to rejoice over me. You are a liar. Da, da, da. My enemy shall not rejoice over me. Mommy, pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, your enemy will not rejoice over you. In the name of Jesus, your enemy, they will not rejoice over you. In the name of Jesus. My enemy, you will not rejoice over me. In the name of Jesus, pray. Powers of my father's house, that want my enemy to rejoice over me. You are a liar. Da! In the name of Jesus, aha. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening. In the name of Jesus, pray. Help yourself, Help yourself in the prayer. In the name of Jesus, look at that. They will not rejoice over you. In the name of Jesus, they will never rejoice over us. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, powers of my father's house that want my enemy to rejoice over me. You are wicked. Die tonight in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to say this over yourself. Say, you strong man in my father's compound, aside to waste my life and my family. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Your life will not be wasted. Your children will not be wasted. Your wife will not be wasted. Your parents will not be tormented. In the name of Jesus, your powers of your house that say you will not get to your promised land. In the name of Jesus, they will be wasted tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, powers on my father's house and my mother's house, saying there shall not be way for me. You are a liar. There shall be a way. There was way in the Red Sea. God will make a way for you. In the name of Jesus, you must make progress. You must move forward. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Mommy, pray that prayer. Enough is enough. Enough of stagnation. You must move forward. In the name of Jesus, pray. In the name of Jesus, aha. In Jesus' name. We are praying. I pray for somebody here. Every arrow of frustration and depression that has already been fired to your life, hey, with a sudden speed, I command the arrow to go back to sender tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, the arrow must go back. The arrow must go back. Arrow of sickness, go back to sender. Arrow of cancer, go back to sender. Arrow of diabetes, go back to sender. Arrow of disease, go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, aha. You are going to pray. Beloved, let me tell you, if you are too gentle in this one, they will not settle. If you are too gentle, one of those things, the Bible says, Job chapter 14, verse 1. He said, man born of a woman is of a few days. And those few days are full of trouble. You are going to pray this for loud and clear. Say, any wicked power that I vow that I will not fulfill my destiny. Hey, you know when there are some power that vow against Moses, so they were watching Moses from the beginning. They watched him. They watched him. He parted the sea. They tried to stop him. They could not stop him. He went again to the wilderness of shore, wilderness of this world, before this battle. And when they are almost getting to promised land, the last rock to have water, provocation came. And they provoked him, and he struck the water to a papa. And God said, well, because you have not honored me, I have changed my mind. Ah, God will not change his mind on one also. He said, I have changed my mind. Although I promise that you will take these people there, but the only compensation I will give you is to take you to the mountain of Pisgah. that you will see the land flowing with milk and honey, but you will not get there. I am praying for somebody here. Any agenda of darkness against you fulfilling your destiny, maritally, academically, spiritually, materially, I command the agenda to scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, they shall scatter, 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 they shall scatter. In the name of Jesus, aha, you are going to pray. Say, any wicked power that want me to die before my glory appear. Hey, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Die. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have a few questions. Moses was already buried as at the time children of Israel got to the promised land, and they were enjoying there. They were eating the milk and honey. The person that labored so much, he was already been buried. Where was the mother of Joseph when he became prime minister? She was dead. Where was the mother of David when he became the king? When he mattered the king, she was already buried. You have every parent here must pray this next prayer. Every grandparent must pray this prayer. Every parent will be, even if you are sleeping that you are going to marry, you must pray this next prayer. Gather your strength to pray this prayer for loud and clear. Say, we can power that want to kill me before my glory appear. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, every power that want to kill me before my glory appear, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, you must never die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray. Yeah, I told you, parents, these are the last set of prayer, last prayer point for the parents. Yeah, you are going to pray for yourself. Say, wicked power that wants me to be in the grave. When my children are doing good things in life, hey, you are a liar. When your children are graduating, you shall be alive. When they are getting married, you shall be alive. You will see your children in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. We shall all be alive to see them do good things in life. You have labored over them. You will reap the fruit of your labor in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are a single person here, you will see your children. That means God will connect you to your divine partner in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are pregnant here, I decree today, the Lord will see you through in the mighty name of Jesus. You will testify to the goodness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be well with you in Jesus' name. We are praying. If there's anyone that is sick here tonight, have one ailment or the other, just lay your hands on the place. We have 1 minute to deal with this thing now. Let's just deal with it now. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone that is not okay. I don't know what kind of sickness. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. He said the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by the stripe of Jesus we are healed. Isaiah 55 verse 3. That's what today I decree. For everyone here, Isaiah 53 verse 5, sorry. Everyone here tonight that is having one sickness or the other, I stand on Psalm 107 verse 20 that says he sent his word and the word healed them. Therefore tonight I decree the word I'm sending to your rooms now, that word shall heal in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing, receive your healing, receive your healing, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Aha, that one is done. Anyone believing God for official partner, I pray for you today. It doesn't matter what the enemy is planning. It doesn't matter the damage they have done for your life. It doesn't matter how rough your past is. ways. He said, he make his crooked ways straight. Therefore, this year, 2020, people shall gather to celebrate humanitarian. In the name of Jesus, anyone here believing God from the foot of the womb, lay your hands on the belly button. I decree by the mandate of heaven, as the Lord liveth, as a matter of prophecy, in the name of Jesus, by this time this year, embrace your own children. In the name of Jesus, I decree by the mandate of heaven, it shall be well with you. Anyone here that has one problem that could not explain, God is the great healer. He says, there no balm in Gilead. That same balm will run through your body. In the name of Jesus, you will make progress. Anyone looking for a job here, before this month expires, you will have your miracle job. In the name of Jesus, anyone believing of one thing or the other, God will surprise you. It shall be well with you. You will not doubt on me. It shall be well with you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Your prayer will not go to voicemail. God will answer your prayer speedily. In the name of Jesus, his mercy will be available for you. And the glory of God shall be seen in your life. Whether you like it or not, whether you say amen or not, people shall soon gather to celebrate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Your anointing will not run dry. The Bible says, it shall come to pass that day that the body shall be lifted up your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed. By the reason of anointing, by the anointing upon Dr. Dike Olukoya, by the death of our Father in the Lord, by the anointing upon this ministry tonight, I decree your life will make progress. You will make progress. You will move forward. You will not be stagnant. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. I cover you now with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Take all the glory in Jesus' precious name. It is done. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Don't let us forget. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, 8:30, those who are single, believing God for their black partner, 8:30 tomorrow in the evening to 9:30 in the night UK time, please connect this same prayer line, the same link, login details, and we shall be prayed for. We do that every week on Tuesday. And this prayer line, again, will come up again on Thursday, same time, 10 to 11 p.m. like this. But before then, I have one confidence in the Lord that your testimony will have been manifested. People shall gather to celebrate you in the name of Jesus. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. For the Lord, I don't like to share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All the days of our life.
Never. Amen.
Seven thunders, hallelujah, I want to go.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all.